AP Sports. I'm Bruce Morton. The Cavaliers dug themselves in an 18-point hole, but climbed out to win its first-round playoff series from Orlando, 106-94. Donovan Mitchell poured in a game-high 39 points and says the Cavs will need to improve their level of play in the next round against Eastern Conference top seed Boston.
Great win, great series, great test for us mentally, physically, but, you know, we can and we will have to be better to beat Boston. No disrespect to Orlando because they are a phenomenal team. They got a lot of great guys. But, you know, I feel like this was just big for us as a group. But we don't really have time to celebrate.
Hockey, more first-round Game 7 dramatics in Dallas between the Stars and Vegas. Bob Stevens files this report.
The Dallas Stars defeated the defending Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights 2-1 in the deciding seventh game of their first-round playoff series and now advance to the second round against Colorado. Stars rallied from an 0-2 deficit in the series and won four of the remaining five games. Radek Fox's goal 44 seconds into the third period snapped a one-all tie and proved to be the difference.
I tried to cut the middle and Smitty just passed the puck to me back and I received it on my skate. I was like, let's just put it on the net. You never know. And luckily, I think it got lucky bounce, I guess. And it was a big relief, you know.
Wyatt Johnson also scored for the Stars, his fourth of the playoffs, while Brett Howden got the lone Vegas goal. Jake Ottinger stopped 22 of 23 shots for the Stars.
Meanwhile, second-round play began in New York, where the Rangers had just enough to hold off Carolina 4-3. Center Vincent Trocheck said high-decibel fans and special teams lifted the Broadway Blue Shirts to victory.
Fans were rocking tonight, and that obviously is a huge part in getting our emotions into it, getting our adrenaline going. So credit to them for getting us into it early. And like I said, it was a lot of special teams early on, so power play came up big early.
Back with baseball and more after this. Baseball, MLB's longest active win streak ended at 12 when the Twins fell to the Red Sox 9-2. Minnesota manager Rocco Baldelli said the clutch hits that fueled the streak were in short supply on Sunday.
We've been doing a heck of a job, so I am very, very pleased with what we've been getting. I mean, we didn't play great today. We had a chance to win the game still. We weren't able to do it. You only get so many shots and so many bites at the apple in the course of a game.
In other American League action, the Yankees defeated Detroit 5-2. The Guardians beat Anaheim 4-1. Texas won at Kansas City 3-2. And the Mariners beat the Astros 5-4. National League play was highlighted by the Braves and Dodgers in Los Angeles. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has the story.
Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers completed a three-game sweep with a 5-1 victory over the Braves. Ohtani went 4-for-4 with two home runs, including a 464-foot blast in the eighth inning. It was his 17th multi-homer game, and he's tied for the Major League lead now with 10 round trippers. Teoscar Hernandez smacked a two-run single, and James Paxton improved to 4-0. Paxton blanked Atlanta until Marcelo Zuna went deep in the seventh.
It felt great. Finally felt some rhythm out there, and we've been working hard between games here to try and figure it out, and it just feels good to make some progress.
Max Fried was reached for four runs and four hits over seven innings. The Braves have dropped 5 of 6.
Elsewhere in the NL, Eastern Division leading Philadelphia won its fifth in a row, edging the Giants 5-4. It was the Cubs 5, Brewers nothing. The Pirates beat the Rockies 5-3, and the Diamondbacks routed the Padres 11-4. Interleague, the Nationals outscored the Blue Jays 11-8. The Rays walked off the Mets 7-6. The White Sox beat St. Louis 5-1. The Marlins crushed Oakland 12-3. And Baltimore buried Cincinnati 11-1. Golf, everything changed on the final hole as we hear from Graham Agars at the CJ Cup Byron Nelson Tournament outside Dallas.
Taylor Pendrith took advantage of a dramatic two-shot swing on the final hole to clinch his first PGA Tour victory at the CJ Cup Byron Nelson Tournament in Texas.
Everybody wants that opportunity to have a putt to win a PGA Tour event. I was nervous for sure, and my caddy, you know, we've been working on our communication as well, and he said this is the straightest putt you've had all year. Just knock it in.
Pendrith trailed the Texan Ben Knowles by one shot, coming to the par 5 18th closing hole and watched on as Cole struggled from the greenside rough on his way to a disastrous bogey that dropped him back to second place. Pendrith was able to two-putt the final hole for a birdie to secure the win, posting a final 67 for a tournament total of 23 under.
NASCAR took a photo finish to decide the winner at Kansas Speedway. Kyle Larson nipped Chris Buescher at the AdventHealth 400. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.